Hi, everybody. Dwayne McCacker with the Community From Within podcast. And it's Wednesday, February 12th. I just recorded a podcast, and now I'm driving home, still driving home. I stopped in Judic here, and I just finished the episode. Happy with it. Hope the sound comes through okay. But when I left work, as I said at the beginning, I had a terrible headache. And I just realized as I got back in the car, my headache is gone. So I basically talked my headache away. So maybe my head was just too full of these awful and ridiculous thoughts, and by blah-blahing them all out in the podcast, I relieved the pressure. I don't know. But I feel good, so I'm going to keep on talking. From here to home is about another 15 minutes, so it won't be very long, but I thought about, hey, why not a little bonus podcast here? Idea just popped into my head. You know, obviously this is about, supposed to be about economic development ideas, community development, stuff like that. I talk about my own experiences, talk about my own struggles with health and wellness, in the sense that, you know, if I'm not healthy, I'm not taking care of myself, I'm not going to have the energy or motivation to work on my either a community-minded projects or my personal businesses or whatever it might be. So I like to keep you updated with that sort of thing. But I think I've mentioned some stuff in the past as well. I just, you know, there's two sides to the coin as far as improving your personal, you know, say financial situation. And that is either A, you make more money, or B, you save money by, you know, not spending it on things, cutting things out. You add more money to add things to your life, or you cut spending out to either, you know, afford what you're doing or add more in other ways. And I'm usually very thrifty in general. I have talked a bit about this in the past. I'll often look for a used item. Yeah, I've talked about used versus new in the past. But, so, I just wanted to give you a quick example of something that my thinking has changed on something recently. I've warmed to this idea, and it's, pardon, this is a pun, you're not going to get it for a minute, but I've really warmed up to the idea of the fact that you sleep better in a cold room. I don't want my wife to listen to this or hear this, because I've argued this point so many times. I never liked wintertime. I hate being cold. I like being warm. I'm one of those people, I'll turn the thermostat up before I turn it down. Even at work, I have a little heater by my desk. I like it nice and warm. You know, that you can put on a sweater or you can turn the heat up. I'm more of a turn the heat up kind of guy. So anyway, my wife likes it cold at nighttime for sleeping. If it's too warm, going to bed, she can't sleep very well. And for me, if I'm going to bed and I'm cold, even though you get warmer and you're underneath the blankets, like if at some point, you know, I turn in the middle of the night, if my arm is exposed or even, you know, a bit of my neck, if I'm not completely covered, if I get just cold a little bit, it would drive me absolutely insane. I hate it. And we have our bed, we have a loft bedroom above the kitchen where the wood stove is located. So if you're burning the wood stove all day, it gets nice and cozy warm upstairs. And so going back to the fall, I really made a push back in, I'm going to say, early November. I was counting my blessings. Still lucky that winter had not really hit at that point here this year. The year before, if you remember, in Nova Scotia, winter hit in October and stayed until July, it felt like. But we still had some time. We were burning a little bit of fire here and there, burning the fire once in a while here and there, but I put a big push on to fill as much, get as much wood into the woodshed as possible, blocking and splitting wood. But I knew it was not going to be enough to get us through the winter. And the wood stove we have, it's a beautiful wood stove. It's one of those kinds with an oven. It's a kitchen wood stove. But it has a small firebox, so it tends to go out at night and the house gets cold. So this winter, especially, been trying to, you know, if I wake up at night at all, I try to get up, go down, and feed the fire. Keep it going. I'll keep the fire going right up till right before I go to bed. I'll fill it up. And that's been driving my wife nuts because it gets too warm for her sometimes and she can't sleep right. Meanwhile, I'm just passing out nice and cozy. But recently, as we looked at the wood pile dwindling, I've been, as I said, warming up to the idea of letting the fire go out earlier in the evening, even around, sometimes around 7 o'clock at night, we don't put any more wood in. And yeah, the house gets pretty cold at night. But I've been realizing that, generally speaking, I'm sleeping better when it is colder. I hate to admit that, but we rejigged a few things, and I added an extra blanket. And, yeah, okay. I can deal with that. I'm the type of person, by the way, I have a comforter on me in August. Like, in the summertime, I have a blanket over me. Right? That's how bad I am. So, what am I getting at with this is, if you think about it, you know, from 7 o'clock at night till 7 a.m., that's half a day. If we don't burn wood from 7 to 7 at night, we're using half the wood. We're stretching our wood budget, basically. We're doing a lot better. And it's, I don't know how long it's been, since a little after Christmas time, I guess, into January at some point, we really started agreeing not to burn wood overnight. There's been a couple nights where it was really freezing outside, and we decided to let it go longer, and I admit I pushed for it a little more, but overall, it's been going well. And I'm actually enjoying sleeping in the cold air. And I guess the other thing is, you know, what drove me nuts was waking up in the morning to a cold house. That really, the last couple years especially, I hated it. Oh, I hate it. I still hate it, but I'm okay with it now. I'm okay with that. I keep saying I'm going to put a heat pump in the front of the house. We have, there's two sections to our house, basically. The front half with the kitchen, dining area, and then the back half is where the living room is. We put a heat pump in there last year. And it keeps the room at a comfortable temperature, constantly. I've been saying I'm going to put a heat pump in the front half of the house, so that it can stay at a comfortable temperature all the time. I still think that's what I want to do. But the thing is, you know, there's other things I can do to the house. I have more insulation to put underneath the flooring and some skirting issues around the foundation of the house, this sort of thing. Excuse me. There's a lot more I can do to improve the insulation and make the house more energy efficient as well. So I'm not backing down from the heat pump idea, but the point is I wanted to share just simply a way of saving us money this year. And if you have electric heat or something or whatever it is, you know, you hear people with programmable thermostats that automatically turn the temperature down at night, or even if you do it manually. I'm speaking as somebody who hated the idea and was absolutely against the idea this whole time, and you know, I wanted the house warm all night long. Especially so that it was warm in the morning. And I just look at it now like I was wasting wood. I've come to that conclusion. I've been wasting a lot of wood. We're burning the fire for no reason for a long time now. So I wonder how much less wood over the past two winters, or this is our third winter in this house, how much wood we would have saved had I been more open to the idea of letting it go out and just restarting every morning. It's not that difficult, really. It's not that difficult. So I just wanted to share that little bonus episode here of the podcast. So if I can be convinced that burning less wood is a good thing. Sorry. If I can be convinced that sleeping in the cold is okay, and I can accept that, and I can accept getting up in the morning when it's cold in the house. Anybody can. I'm certain of that. Yeah, I've got a few minutes before I'm home here. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The road is... I live on a back road, or a dirt road, gravel road. And it is pure ice. There's a little bit of snow packed down on top of it now from the snowfall last night. And just a general observation where I'm driving here. No houses for miles. And there's trees covered in snow on both sides of the road. Big snow banks. It's very peaceful. I always loved driving in the wintertime. I like wintertime. I just don't like the cold. I guess that's what it is. It is very beautiful here. And if you're taking your time, then it's not bad. It's not bad driving. Big thing is you need winter tires, good winter tires on your vehicle. And this is actually this car and the truck now too, actually. It's the first time pretty much my whole life that I, with my own vehicles, that I would go without studded tires. I always had studded tires in all my vehicles. But with this car, the last couple winters, and this winter on the truck, I don't have studded tires. I have winter tires, but not studded ones. And I guess there's been a couple instances where I notice a little bit of a difference on the extremely icy days. But generally speaking, knock on wood, I've had good luck. I need good luck with this car because, again, talking about ways of saving money, the car is 5 years old now, so I removed the collision comprehensive insurance and went to PLPD, which is your basic liability. So if I put this car in the willy wags, I'm not getting covered for it. Or if I hit a deer with it, I'm not getting covered. The only thing that gets covered is if I hit somebody else's car or damage somebody else's property. It's the most basic liability insurance you need to be legally allowed to drive. So, would rather have not done it, but needed to in order to cut back on overall expenses. One nice thing, the days are getting longer. I was thinking about the project the other day. You know, obviously, the project for the art project where I'm going to gather recyclables on the side of the road. I keep seeing cans and bottles on the side of the road being thrown, so as sad as it is, there's going to be a lot of stuff for me to pick up in the spring. But there's so much snow here. Where I live right now, the snowbanks are so high, they're higher than my car as I drive along here in places. There's so much snow, it's higher than my car on both sides. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. There's a place where I cross a bridge, and this is where there's a junction between two different zones with the Department of Highways. That zone's been plowed today, this zone has not, so my road now is not plowed. There's a bunch of ruts where people have been driving all day, luckily. So I should have no problem getting home. There's basically one set of tracks in the middle of the road. Hopefully I don't meet anybody, because my poor little Hyundai is pretty low to the ground here. Yeah, I was going to say, with all the snow here, I don't know when it's going to melt that I can go looking for cans and bottles to get that project underway. But from what I've seen this winter, driving back and forth on these roads, there's lots of goods out there for the picking. I'll admit to you too, see, the project is to gather cans and bottles, use that to buy some paints and paintbrushes and canvases, and start painting things and sell them. Now see, many years ago, I think I talked about this, my wife and I did some markets when at one point I was unemployed and didn't have an income, so we were looking for ways of bringing in some income, so I did some markets. And one of the things I did was I did some painting. I painted pictures. Painted pictures from my imagination, pictures from photographs I'd taken. You know, I was trying to teach myself. My wife and I were both trying to teach each other, teach ourselves how to paint. My wife actually took some, one of those adult classes, learning painting classes. Anyway. And we joined the local art center, and they have shows every year. I sold a couple of paintings at the art show in Inverness a couple of times. But the point being, so I have some paints, I have some brushes, I still have some old canvases. I was thinking of cheating this winter and just starting to paint a bunch of stuff, so when the time came, I would have some paintings ready to go for that project. But technically that would be cheating, and the spirit of my project is to start with nothing. Start a business from scratch with nothing. The business idea is to be a painter and sell paintings. That's the idea I settled on. But if I already have some materials, I have to avoid using them. And I want to be able to, I think I talked about this too, I want to be able to account for everything for you if you're following along with how that project goes. I have a bit more time to talk now because I'm down to about 40 kilometers an hour driving here with the amount of snow on the road. So, I think I talked about this already. Sorry if I'm repeating myself. There's an accounting program I'm going to use, and it's free to use. It's online, web, cloud-based, or whatever. And I'm going to, when I do this business, I'm going to show you how I do the accounting part. And I'm going to show you everything. You're going to see all the numbers. That's one thing that drives me nuts about, people who talk about, I could be wrong, maybe I just haven't come across this. But when I hear people talk about how they started businesses, how they do this, how did they do that, they give advice, but you never see the numbers. You never actually see the numbers, especially from the beginning. I want to see the numbers. I want you to see the numbers, how this works. So I'm only going to collect cans and bottles, start from scratch to get some money, to buy some canvases, some paints. We'll do some YouTube videos or something. You can see me when I'm actually doing the job. I'm down to 30 kilometers an hour now. You'll be able to see the whole way along, and you'll be able to see the financial statements. They'll be posted on the website, on the blog. as that goes along. That's my commitment to you if you're following along, wondering how to start a business from scratch with this project that I'm going to do as part of this podcast and blog. Okay. Okay, so I'm pretty well home. Thanks for listening to the second episode recorded today. I'll try to post these, maybe even tonight. And, go to communityfromwithin.com. Use the contact form. Send me a message. Send me a question. Send me a comment. Send me a hate mail, whatever you like. And go to goodboy.ca, goodboi.ca, to find out how you can buy Good Boy dog treats. And, I guess that's about it, everybody. Have yourself a wonderful evening. I really like the fact that it's after 5 o'clock and still daylight out right now. This is so wonderful. That makes me happy. My headache is gone. I've been talking for going on 45 minutes or more. And my headache is gone. Wow. That makes me feel better. I guess that's a signal. Next time I'm walking in my car with a headache, record a podcast. I'll try that again. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day. That's enough for me. Bye-bye.